This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Rogers Campground for the final day of Somalia Fest and Shire Fest 2017 as the Porcupine Freedom Festival is getting set up for their fest, which is kicking off tomorrow. They got the tents rolling in. The bathrooms are getting all the the infrastructure set up today. Yeah, the showers were a cool addition. That seemed like a really smart thing to do. You guys have a portable shower truck that came in a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And those were free to campers, right?
Yes.
Expanding the shower options, because there are camp showers on the campsite here, but as you might expect, they're nasty.
Yeah.
Camp showers.
They're a little rustic, and sometimes the water, we go through a lot of water when you get a lot of people here. So.
Yeah. Sometimes the water breaks or whatever, and they have to fix it, and then you can't use the showers for a while.
Yeah, there's been some sewage issues in the past, from what I understand, which is that's a little creepy.
It's challenging.
But now we got the shower truck, and we got the porta-johns, and...
A little more comfortable.
Makes facilities a lot
easier. Sure. Yeah. Matt Phillips is with us. It's Ian and Roger in the studio here. The studio, by the way, brought to you by the Lava Flow podcast, thelavaflow.com. Go check out Roger's show over there. Thanks for hosting with me.
Oh, I've had a blast. Thanks for having me, for sure.
I mean, I'm sure Daryl would have done it if I'd asked him to, but he's running the Libertarian Party booth here, so I wanted to make sure he had a chance to get that done. And you and I, we don't get to spend enough time together.
We don't. It's been nice this week.
So this has been good. We've just kind of been talking about some of the frustrations, the challenges that the Liberty Movement faces here with communicating, and I think we kind of hit on some of the alternatives that that we've come up with here. You mentioned Wire as a sort of like a direct chat.
I use Wire and Signal for probably 95% of my communications now, except for people who don't have it, and that's the occasional person on Facebook that I'll have to chat with.
Right, and Signal is great. That for listeners that don't know, that was what Edward Snowden recommended after that whole thing went down for personal communication. It's encrypted text messaging, basically. And they actually, I guess they offer phone calls and video calls now.
They do. Wire does as well. The thing I like about Wire better than Signal, they both use the same back end, the Open Whisper systems. Wire has really better options for groups and stuff.
Signal's junk for groups.
It is. So we use it for a lot of the Free Coast stuff and things like that for groups, and it's great for that. And the video, the one-to-one video, and I think it's 10-to-1 phone calls.
Wow, incredible.
It's pretty nice.
We've been using Telegram out in Keene for a few years now, and it's really done very, very well to get chat off of Facebook and bring it into a different platform. And it's nice because you can send files easily to a group. You can upload images and all that. And notification preferences are also very good because you can turn off notices for the groups that are too busy. So, like the Keene chat, there's constant chat going on in there. Right. So I just have the notices turned off, and then I just check up on it whenever I happen to be in the app. Very, very handy stuff. All of these apps are free that we're talking about here and available. And, to some extent or another, have encryption. I don't trust any of them personally.
Right.
I mean, as we found out with the WikiLeaks, what was it? Mode 7? No, not Mode 7. Some sort of...
Vault 7.
Vault 7. Thank you. Vault 7. With their more recent releases, the CIA, of course, was able to intercede in your text message.
But only if they had access to the phone. Now, they had to have physical access to the phone, which, obviously, if you're letting the NSA have access to your phone, you've got bigger problems to worry about.
That's true. Well, either way, if you want to keep a secret, I still wouldn't recommend putting it in over any of these methods. But anything's better than Facebook or Slack, which are these corporate which could go out of business at any time or hand over your information to the government. And so there's really, we got to find other options, and we are. And so that's good. And it's a good thing we got all these geeks in our movement because they always come up with interesting solutions and all that. Matt Phillips is with us here. He's the president of the Free State Project. Off the air, we got into the classic button-pushing conversation and the classic question of, if you could push a button right now that would end the state... Like,
overnight.
Delete it, right? Like, eliminate the buildings, eliminate the... Would the bureaucrats disappear, too? Like, well, let's put the...
They would have other jobs.
Qualifications
they'd have,
on
I mean, you know, we couldn't kill the bureaucrats, so they would have to have other jobs.
Would they instantly have a job, or would they... Okay,
well,
so they would lose their
That's part of the
job.
Problem, right?
Yeah,
right.
Is, because you'd lose that infrastructure.
Yeah, what do you do with all those people, and what do you do with the... functions that we currently are forced to rely on
social
the government
security,
for,
military.
Welfare,
police, fire,
police, roads, all that stuff, right? We want all that to be private, but it's not going to be private overnight. Like, you have a road out here, and it's currently a publicly owned road. You want to privatize it. Well, how do you do that? What's the actual protocol process for how to go about privatizing it in a way that is sort of fair and equitable so that the people who are served by that road don't get screwed by somebody else having, you know, the classic example, right, is if you have a property, you privately own it, but you're surrounded by other private owners who...
They don't want to let you out.
They don't want to let you out. So what do you do? So how do you privatize all of these assets? How do you come up with the alternative social institutions that are needed in order for our society to sort of, you know, have basic functioning? How do I know whether I can trust you as a stranger to enter into some sort of economic transaction?
Right.
Now, Roger, you said you'd press the button.
I would, and I absolutely know that it would be a struggle. There would, without question, be a struggle. But any time that you have a major change, when there's coups, the mm-hmm. Russian coup, other coup, you always have some sort of an interim period that's a struggle, that's a challenge for people. Some people, you know, will fall off the radar. Some people won't get services and help that they need. And that's going to tragically happen, I think, no matter how it's done. Even if it's done slowly, I think that you're going to have that. But it would obviously be aggravated if it happened overnight.
Well,
but
the fact is that people are losing their lives now of government programs like war on drugs and all of that. So you got to kind of balance those, like which one's going to be worse. And also, if you are promoting, you know, the sort of longer term transition, slowly, what is it when you go off of heroin, right?
It's weaning off.
Yeah, weaning off. Right. Right.
That might not be a viable path, right? That might not be possible.
Well, the Libertarian Party, for example, has been trying it for 40 years, and look at how few successes that they've had. I mean, of course, we've had some successes here in New Hampshire because of some of the work going on, but overall, over the 41, 42 years, it's been a dismal failure. Mm-hmm.
We've had more successes here in New Hampshire in the last decade than the Free State or than the Libertarian Party has in 40 years.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, we've got Libertarians elected here.
We do. You know? We do. Now we have 3 state reps.
There's another consideration, too, and this is the thing that I'm actually sort of afraid of, is that we might go there anyway, right? I mean, what if we have a dollar collapse?
Mm.
That will essentially put the state out of business, right? Because they won't be able to pay people.
Well, they won't be able to pay people, but I think that there's enough of the patriotic ones who would still, you know, forego that payment. Oh, I know it will come eventually, so let's get this fixed. I don't think that a dollar collapse would collapse the United States government. I think that they would either start printing something else, or they would. Oh, look at Venezuela. What's going on there? It has collapsed completely, and yet
they're
still
going
and going worse and worse all the time. So I think that you would see that here. I think that would be worse than pushing the button, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, the button thing, it's a fun conversation to have, but it's nothing more than, you know, an intellectual discussion, because we'll never have the button push, and it is going to have to take a lot of hard work and a lot of convincing of people in these, you know, terribly slow and frustrating baby steps that is the political process. I mean, that's just how it is. But what we've seen here is that it's possible to do that in New Hampshire. It's impossible to do in so many places where the state is so entrenched with so many special interests at its teat that will not let go. Here, you've got the citizen legislature we talked about earlier with the 400 state representatives who are real down-to-earth people that have real jobs, or, you know, retired folks who are making $100 a year as a state rep plus a small gas stipend, and that's it.
They're doing it for power, though, right?
Yeah.
What power they've got.
Right. So we can make an impact, and we are. And you already ran through a brief list of some of the political successes we've had here thus far.
And that's just been since I've been here, which is incredible.
And at some point, we can gain momentum, you know, as we keep getting more people here, let's just say we got about 20, call them free staters, call them libertarians, because we've got 3 libertarians, two who flipped, two state reps who flipped to libertarian this year. A third is coming within the next week or so.
Right.
But there's also the other libertarians who are in the state house who are Republicans and Democrats. They felt like they had to run under those parties so they could get elected, but they're pretty principled folks. So let's just call it 20, right? So we've got
20 people.
20 people.
Out of the 400.
Out of the 400. I mean, that's a nice little contingent as is. That's enough people to break a tie. That's enough people to swing one vote one way or another. So there's some level of influence there.
I mean, I would say there's easily another 50 who on one issue or another, maybe not all sides,
right,
will align with us. Like, conservatives vote for, you know, increased gun rights, but some of the liberals go on things like, you know, privacy issues or the drug war.
Yeah, we can get things done regardless of whether it's Democrat majority or Republican majority, because we can work with different types of people on these issues. But once we get up to 40 people, once we get up to 100 people, the game starts to change in a big way as you get more numbers in there.
At that point, you have a voting bloc that can really do things on their own, which is what we really need. We need that voting bloc, and that's why we need more people moving to this state, so that people can be doing
it. Well, and then you look at, you know, on the other side of the legislature, you got the state Senate, which is only 24 people. Right. It's actually a relatively small body compared to other.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're at Rogers Campground for the final day of Shire Fest and Somalia Fest 2017. If you want to learn more about Somalia Fest, just drop on by SomaliaFest.com. We have the president of the Free State Project with us. He's Matt Phillips, and I'm Ian Freeman, and Roger.
Good to be here.
Roger Paxton joining me in the Lava Flow Studios. The weather is a little rainy at the moment. It's not clear. Coming down as hard as
it'll
it was.
It'll pass over before long, I'm sure.
Earlier, but you know, we've had a little mix throughout the weekend. Mostly sunny, mostly beautiful throughout. I would say 80%, 90%.
And the rest of the week is supposed to be pretty nice, too. There's going to be very little rain the rest of the week, so come on out anyway, because the weather's going to clear up.
Yeah, you don't want to miss meeting some of these cool folks, so you can kind of get a feel for what it's like this, because that's really the point of these events, is to bring the people together. Yeah, you can go see Patrick Byrne from Overstock, and he's great, and he's going to be the main speaker at Porkfest, and they're going to have all kinds of talks as they normally do. But you know, you were saying that you're like me, you're just walking around talking to people.
I'm here for the people. I can see these talks on YouTube all the time. I can follow these folks, but I'm here to meet the average libertarian here. And speaking of, what are you most looking forward to this year at Porkfest, Matt?
That's the same thing. I mean, I think we were talking a little bit earlier about this event and how do we convince people that they actually want to move to New Hampshire? And coming to the events is a really big part of that journey of people discovering what it is we're doing here. And coming to the events and seeing what we're doing here, meeting a lot of the other activists, hearing about it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So many people come to these events and they're like, oh, I had no idea. Yeah. I got to move here. That happened to me.
It's amazing how many people I met last year who moved, within just a few months after that. We had several of them move to the Free Coast. Because my wife and I are almost evangelists for the Free Coast area because we love the Seacoast. It is just a beautiful area. There's so much going on with entrepreneurship and families and all of that. And, of course, I'm a family guy. So, that's part of what we do in our area in the Free Coast. So we had several people move to the Free Coast area. But there's something for everybody in this state. And that's what's the best part about New Hampshire. So whatever your activism is, you can find it here.
Right. Maybe you don't even know what your activism is, because I've seen that with a lot of folks that move up here. When I moved here, I thought, oh, I'm going to move with a bunch of activists who are like me. Well, it turns out a lot of the people who joined the Free State Project, they love the idea of activism, but they've never actually done it before.
There's no opportunity to where they're from.
Yeah, what do you do? Well, you got five libertarians who come to a meeting once a month and complain about the government and go home.
Right.
And then maybe once every 4 years, they'll run some candidates. And that's about it in most places. Here, as you were saying, there's stuff every week, multiple events every single week, and you can't possibly attend them all. So you really do get to kind of find your place. Do you want to do political activism? Do you want to do outside the system stuff? What is it, your area, media creation, behind the scenes? You want to run a website, program something for somebody? I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that that one can help out.
The first libertarian event that I went to in Arkansas over a decade ago now was literally my wife and I and the first district rep for the Libertarian Party of Arkansas. And that was it. Nobody else showed up. Jeez. The first one we went to here was Halloween of 2015 in the Seacoast area, and there were 40 people there.
That's a huge...
It was incredible. So
I think coming to this event, we got a lot of great speakers, and maybe we can just sort of run through the list here in a minute. But coming to meet... I mean, we got a 5,000-strong community here of people living in New Hampshire who are...
That includes some of the natives.
Right. They either moved here or they already lived here, and they've signed the same, statement of intent to work towards the creation of a society in which the maximum role of government is the protection of individuals' rights to life, liberty, and property. And they're doing things... And if you don't come here and meet some of those people, you won't get it. You won't get what we're doing. You'll stay on Facebook. You'll complain and say, well, why don't you have this or that or the other thing? Why haven't you gotten rid of business taxes yet?
Right.
It's like, well, we're here. We're working on it. Progress is being made. Yeah. And
you could come help.
And you could come help.
Exactly.
Or make it happen faster.
You could wait till we do it for you, till we do all the heavy lifting, but it would happen faster if you moved here. Even if we never reduce a single tax or repeal another law, you still get to come here and be part of the largest, most vibrant community of libertarians on the planet.
And the community is, obviously our goal is to work towards the freest state possible that we can have. Absolutely. There's no question. But the community is worth every bit of being here. So if you're on the fence about it, and I hate that excuse that, well, why isn't the free state already? Why is it not?
Because it's a project.
Exactly.
Because it takes time.
The free state done.
Because it takes it takes time to get this crap done. The political system is brutally slow.
Well, and not just that, but remember the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. This is not going to be something that we're going to complete and then be done with
sit back.
It's going to be a always constant struggle to prevent the state from trying to claw its way back.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we've seen that with like the states that have legalized marijuana, where the prohibitionists keep pushing. They keep pushing to bring more restrictions back into it. And so it is a constant vigilance.
Even though most of those laws are already very restrictive to begin with, they still want more.
It's never enough. It's never enough control for those people. And so, you know, what we really need to do is create a place that the control freaks don't feel comfortable. A place where liberty is winning so consistently over time, where laws are getting repealed, government programs are getting shut down, where these statists just feel like they can't win. Like, that is the feeling that they need to have.
So
it's
they have,
like,
to demigrate out of the state.
Right.
I'd be okay with that.
It's been happening.
Free lunch project.
But, I mean, that's kind of a joke. And somebody created
it. It actually exists.
Yeah, they created a website to encourage people to leave New Hampshire. And I don't know if they're willing to pay them for their ticket or whatever.
I think it was in California, I think, that they're promoting. I don't know if they actually picked a state.
Maybe New York.
Perfect state for statists, absolutely.
But that's the thing. Like, look, hey, you don't have to move that far. New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, they're right over there.
New Jersey. Yeah.
You know, head on down to Florida. There's plenty of sun and warmth down there. So, I mean, if you think about it, if you're a statist and you start losing consistently, it's going to be pretty demoralizing.
Of course. Of course it's going to be. Well, and they're just like demoralizing.
Welcome to our lives.
Right. That was my life before moving up here. And, of course, we've had so many more successes here. And Arkansas was just dismal trying to get anything done.
And it's depressing, and that leads to burnout. That leads to the activists saying, screw this. I'm not going to do any of those. Why bother?
And that's pretty much where I was before I moved up here.
You were frustrated.
That's why I started the podcast. I was done. I wasn't going to deal with the OPR anymore. I was just going to gripe on the radio or on the podcast.
Still doing something.
Well, come on, it's not real activism, but I am.
Yes, it is. You're getting people to move.
I wish you guys could see Ian's face.
Right,
just now.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, being on the radio is not real activism. Again. Of course, I'm kidding. But you know, because I was so frustrated, that was just my outlet. I just wanted to gripe to myself, and you know, maybe have some people listen to it, because I was done until I decided to finally move up here.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think Ian probably has moved more people to New Hampshire than any other single individual activists.
I can't disagree with that at all.
I appreciate that. And you know, we need more people. This is a fact. I mean, you mentioned we've got 5,000, but you still have the 80-20 rule in effect, where a lot of people are busy. They got a family. They got a job. They can't dedicate full-time to activism.
And that's great.
Yeah.
We still, if that's all you're going to do, then fine. You can still move here, and we're happy to have you and be part of the community.
Absolutely.
But
any amount of contribution is better than nothing.
Absolutely.
And if you get thousands of people doing a little bit, then nobody has to do a whole lot.
Well, and it's division of labor as well, because then it's not, the burden isn't on so many people, on so few people. It kind of divide that out. Absolutely.
So, you know, don't delay. Whether you want to join the Free State Project or the Shire Society, or you're not a joiner at all, just come up here and get, you know, moved. Get up here. Get active.
Right.
Get involved. There's so much to do. We've got a lot of way ahead of us. We're just getting started here. I know this active migration has only been going on a decade now, but we're still in the very beginning phases of this.
The move's only been triggered for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's very exciting. Matt Phillips, thanks for coming on Free Talk
Live.
Thanks
so much for having me.
I'm sure we'll have you back at some point.
Yeah.
And check out his Free State Project at freestateproject.org and porkfest.com. Oh,
yep.
You wanted to mention some guest speakers real fast. You've got like 10 seconds.
We got Will Coley, Judd Weiss, Daryl Perry, Ovens O'Brien, Vin Armani, and Bella Robinson
coming
to do a sex work decrim panel. Dale Brown from Threat Management Center in Detroit, Derek McGill from Praxis, Matt and Terry Kibbe from Free the People, Lynn Ulbricht, of course, coming to give her a very sad update. This last one, Ross lost the next appeal, but hopefully it's not the end of the road.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground. The sun has come out.
Finally.
It's looking beautiful, as it normally does. And Rogers is still pretty, even if it is raining. But
I mean, I love the fog on the mountains. Yeah. It's unbeatable to look at.
Yeah, and the view here is absolutely incredible. You don't want to miss this. And you still have time to get up here, as we mentioned, Porcupine Freedom Festival, which you're going to help organize, Roger, is kicking off tomorrow. So they're gearing up for that, putting the tents together, I imagine, right now.
They are. I have been all morning, and they've got the porta-potties and the showers and all that in now. So.
Yeah, because it's going to be a bigger event than Shire Fest and Somalia Fest, which is what's been happening for the last 5 days, which is much more low-key, just basically libertarians camping in the woods. And ultimately, to me, it felt a lot like Pork Fest, because I almost never went to the speeches at Pork Fest anyway, just because hanging out with folks at campsites is more interesting for me.
Right.
And so this was like that, but but better because for the first time ever, we've been able to hang out at nighttime, which we almost never could do before.
Because we're always doing the show.
Yeah, right? I would, you know, once in the week of Porkfest, I would take one night off and go to like Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, and that would be my one day. But now every single night, because we're recording these show segments, we get to actually hang out with people at night, and that's when a lot of the fun stuff happens. Like last night's 5-hour-long music set by Will Coley, who is not only the guy from Muslims for Liberty, but also an awesome DJ.
Yeah.
I heard he did really well. I hate that I missed it.
Yeah. Well, I heard he might be playing again tonight.
Oh, really? Great.
I don't know if it's true, because apparently some people didn't like the loud pounding music till 1 a.m., but...
Well, you can just cut it off at 11. Yeah. That'll be fine.
That's what they were... Well, right. Some people were complaining before 11, apparently, but regardless, we had to remind them, you're not at Porkfest. This is Shire Fest. This is Somalia Fest. So Roger Paxton is with me. I'm Ian Freeman, host of Free Talk Live. Roger, the host of the Lava Flow podcast, which is providing us the wonderful tent, the protection from the elements today as we record this episode of Free Talk Live. And Jack Shimmick, a longtime guest on Free Talk Live from these events. We always, almost always have Jack on to, because you've been going to these things forever. I mean,
2003, Porkfest number 0.
Wow, you've been going that long.
Wasn't it called something else?
It was called Escape to New Hampshire.
Ah. And how many people were at Porkfest 0?
I don't know, but there was spaces between the campsites. You had to walk through a few empty campsites before you got to anybody else's, so it wasn't anywhere near. And there was a whole bunch of other campers here, and they probably wondered what the heck we were up to. So,
when did you show up this weekend?
Saturday, I believe.
Okay, yeah, so
Saturday.
Pretty early on in Shirefest and Somaliafest. How would you compare Shirefest, Somaliafest to the early Porkfests?
There's more here than there were at the first Porkfest, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to remember the bingo hall over here.
Yeah.
That the whole of Porkfest, all the speakers were in there.
Mm-hmm.
The meals were in there. The exhibitors were in there, all within the one
The
building.
Little bitty building. Wow, that's
wow.
Great.
Yeah, that's before my time. I didn't come to Porkfest until I made the move.
What was the third, fourth one? Was that your first?
Would have been 2007, so I guess that would have been the fourth.
The big Sarasota move. Wasn't there about six or eight of you that came all at the same
Mark year? Edge and my girlfriend at the time, Julia, we all moved up together.
But I think that's when Travis came and
there were
Brian
other people
Manning.
From Sarasota. Yeah, Brian Manning and I knew each other from Sarasota.
Yeah.
And then Neil Connor also came up from Sarasota.
Right.
So we got a good Sarasota contingent up here in New Hampshire, which is great because the best activists have come up here.
Well, you know, it's funny. Some friends of mine from Arkansas that were involved in the OPAR with us, they moved up shortly after we did. They actually signed years before we signed.
Oh, yeah.
But we were able to move before they moved, which is great. So
yeah,
we beat them too.
I remember hearing about it. Kathleen?
Kathleen and Carl Wickstrom,
And then now they're involved with the Libertarian Party of the Seacoast.
They are, absolutely.
So very cool. Now, are you going to get any other Arkansas people up here?
I'm working on it. Yeah. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine is an attorney down there, and of course, we can always use more Liberty attorneys up here. He's a signer. We're hoping to get him up here once he gets, you know, past some stuff he's having to deal with, and some others as well. Well, we'll have an Arkansas contingent for sure.
Excellent. Now, David Juris, I don't know if you know him.
I didn't know him from Arkansas, but I do know him now,
And he just moved up several months ago.
Right.
So, Jack, so you were here for the very first Porkfest, which wasn't even Porkfest. Was it the second year that they decided to call it that?
In 2003, Escape to New Hampshire was to try to invite people to see what New Hampshire was like so they would vote for New Hampshire, because the vote came.
Oh, it didn't even happen. Wait,
right.
Oh, yeah, it was late 2003.
I think
when
it was September
happened.
When the vote happened, or when it
October,
was
October, September.
So
yeah.
I think Escape to New Hampshire was just a month before the closing of the vote, something like that.
Huh. Okay, so the final pitch for the state. Right. Interesting. I didn't even know that.
It apparently worked.
Yeah, well, it's a persuasive thing. I mean,
it is.
It was the 101 reasons that brought you into this.
It is, absolutely. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because there were so many good states that were in that vote. But looking back on all of those states and the different things that they all offered, I think it was a natural choice that New Hampshire
was chosen. And I want to give credit to, I think it was Michelle Dumas that did most of the work on the 101
Reasons.
She wrote
that up, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, he was persuaded by the movie version.
A decade later.
We already looked at it. We had known about the Free State Project, but until we saw that video, we didn't sign. That was the thing that made us decide to finally sign.
Yes.
Another one under
$1,000 well spent.
Right. Another feather under your cap, right? It was only $1,000 to
produce that? No, that was my co-producer.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't the full-on producer. That was Vince Perfetto. Yeah. I don't know what his budget was. It was, I imagine, several thousand dollars. But he asked for co-producers to step up. Me, Mark Warden, and young lady named Carolyn stepped up and each threw in like a grand or something like that.
That's great. Help
him buy some extra equipment.
And now Vince is traveling all over Europe and just
you better come back.
He will be.
Okay, good.
I should tell you a few other things about the Pork Fest. You know, sometimes people think
you're
it's
a Pork
always
Fest historian, please.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't remember if it was the first or the second Pork Fest, but you got to keep in mind the you know, organizing is like a hard job. It's like,
of course,
it's a grueling job. It's a thankless job. Well, anyway,
very thankless.
But the one of the first organizers, Kate, I haven't seen her in a long time. She was the one that was selling the alcohol too.
Yeah.
And so, as we know, there's some like concerns about alcohol sales, whatever.
Well, it is strictly prohibited from the campground, but I hear that there is some of that that might happen.
I've seen it happening actually already. My favorite year.
A lot of people like to share here.
Of course. So there is a sharing kind of a
it's all illegal. Technically, as I understand the New Hampshire statutes, if I were to buy a six-pack of beer and give you guys a beer, that would be a felony.
Oh, come
even
on.
Even as a gift.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
It's my understanding. I could be misunderstanding the statutes, but that was my reading.
They do have a very big monopoly over with the liquor anyway, but I could understand.
So
why
if they want to get you,
that control,
they're going to get you.
Of course.
My favorite year though was where there was like some little kid who was selling alcohol from the site that he was camping at, which
wow.
was just awesome.
I'm assuming he had parental permission for that.
Yes, presumably.
That's great.
And I don't know if that was the at some point liquor commission came to the campground and they sent an undercover agent around.
Ooh.
And they went in, and instead of busting the people who were doing things, they went and they put pressure on the campground.
Of course.
And they told the campground, hey, look, this better stop, or else we're going to pull your alcohol license. And so that's how they kind of, you know, came.
I didn't realize that Rogers Campground had an alcohol license.
I think they sell beer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I've never looked closely, but I think they do.
Huh. Interesting. Well, I guess that makes sense. From their perspective, they have to protect their investment here. Absolutely.
So then, of course, the sales just went underground.
Right.
Because it's hard to tell libertarians what to do. They just don't like being told what to do.
Right. It's not going to happen.
And, you know, as Porkfest grew, I think they felt they were going to outgrow Rogers, so they started looking around for another site.
But there is no other site. This is the biggest campground in New Hampshire.
But it's not.
Well, it's the biggest family campground privately owned.
Right.
We went for 2 years to Gunstock Ski Area, which is a state-owned ski area, and they had a campground there.
But is that bigger?
It's humongous. And what happened was, if you took the same amount of people and you put them in a space that was 10 or 20 times as big, which it was immense.
Right. People had to walk further.
It looked like there was nobody there.
Right.
And you had to walk like a mile from the camping area to go get a cup of coffee. So that's when Alt Expos opened up off-site. Or off out of the lodge, out of the main area, vending. So we actually had Alt Java. And so we sold our own coffee,
nice.
A buck a cup. But it wasn't actually a dollar. We started our own currency, too. So we started the...
Before Bitcoin, there was the Alt
Expo hours. So it was an hours-based currency. So for a tenth of an hour, you could get a cup of Alt Java.
So how did you earn those hours?
Well, we had some... There was a currency exchange.
Okay.
It was like... Okay, you don't have any hours? Oh, here, wait a minute. Let me go over to the currency exchange booth.
I'll sell you an hour for $10 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And so the deal was you could redeem them on Sunday. We actually had a board of governors. Pat Kaz was on it. Let's see, I forget who else.
Most of our listeners don't know him, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we had a board of governors. We passed resolutions, and we agreed to release the currency into circulation. We recruited other vendors. I think we had 13 vendors that would accept expo hours, and then we agreed to redeem it on Sunday.
That's great.
But we all gave them 90 cents.
Alternative payments has always been a big thing within this community.
Yeah, it was gold and silver for a while, and of course now it's
Bitcoin or whatever. Yeah. Hey, we got more coming up here from the final day of Shirefest on the way on Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The jackhammering has stopped in the background, or whatever that constant noise was. There's the sunlight is out. The day is beautiful. We're at Rogers Campground. The view is incredible, of course. We're in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's just absolutely splendid here. Ian Freeman here from Free Talk Live. Roger Paxton joining me for day number two of our shows together.
It's been a blast.
Which has been fun. Have you recorded one of your shows here yet?
I have not.
Okay.
So
I do plan on doing that
probably tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, cool. And check out Roger's show. It's The Lava Flow. You go to Lava Flow or thelavaflow.com, and you can download episodes there.
As a matter of fact, I'm having a couple of guys that do my NCAP Barbershop podcast.
They're coming up here
from Alabama tomorrow.
All right,
and
good.
So the three of us and Brian McQuaid from Resist the Empire podcast, we're all four going to get together and do just kind of a mega podcast for the
cool.
Max Libertas Productions.
Which is your production company.
Right.
We've got Jack Schimmick with us here, longtime guest here on Free Talk Live, one of the creators of the Alt Expo, which has been a mainstay for many years at these Free State Project events like the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the Liberty Forum. It originally started at the Liberty Forum, and that was the first Liberty Forum back in, I think, 2007. Which,
right.
We were there for that.
Yeah.
That was back when it was in the little Holiday Inn in Concord, New Hampshire. Same place we had the Libertarian Party Convention.
Oh, right, yeah.
That was the hotel. Yeah, that was where the very first Liberty Forum was.
Well, it definitely outgrew that.
Yep, sure did. And so, but you created Alt Expo, Jack, because you looked at the Liberty Forum schedule, and it just wasn't exactly what you'd hoped for, as I recall, and you wanted to have some alternative topics discussed that might not have been as welcome on the official schedule. So you just said, well, you know what? I'm going to create a competing friendly event in the very same hotel up in this here hotel room, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what happened was I was one of the first organizers of it because the Liberty Forum was like a new idea. We already had Pork Fest as a summer event.
Right.
So everybody says, let's have a winter event, too. So I volunteered. We went to the organizing meeting, and as they went around the table suggesting topics to have, they're all about politics, how to get elected, how to do this, how to do that, politics. And I said, well, what about the alternatives?
Yeah.
And Irina was the kind of the leader of it. She says, what, you mean alternative energy? And I said, no, alternatives to everything, you know. Mm. I says, what you guys are talking about is the existing system, and
right.
What we're for is freedom. We're
trying
for
to break out of that system.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so they said, all right, we'll give you a one-hour segment. You can have a panel. You can have four different speakers. So we had a Liberty Dollar. We had, let's see, what was it, a Health Freedom guy. We had somebody from the Vermont secession movement, the Second Vermont Republic.
Yep. Right.
And I forget what the fourth one was. And then they actually canceled that. I'm going like, what? And they told Irina told me that, oh, John Stossel needs that space for his dressing room or something like that.
Wow.
And then what really killed me was the very next day we had an MVP meeting, which was then at a fish place in Merrimack. And she said that, well, actually, I just didn't think your speakers were up to snuff.
Ooh,
or whatever. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, that was a real gut punch.
No kidding.
So there was a couple of people there that overheard that, too, and they were really pissed off, too.
Sure.
So we all went straight up to the hotel to see if we could get a room down on the first floor, too, just rent our own conference room, meeting room. But they were all taken. So we got two rooms upstairs. And
just opened the door between them, right? It was one of those connected.
That
rooms.
One, I don't think they were connected.
Okay.
But later on, we
I know
had
one year you had that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. We had three interconnecting rooms, so we made one room the hospitality room, and we made the other room the speaking room.
Right.
And our whole goal is to like keep people from bailing on the Free State Project, because a lot of people were saying, well, I'm not going to go. And I had to like spend a lot of time and energy saying, oh, no, come on, we'll do our own thing. We'll talk about the things you want to talk about. So we had talks about, well, actually, we had Linux, the alt operating system.
Right.
We had Catherine Albrecht talk about the RFID. We had Russell Canning talked about, at that time he had a newspaper called, it was either called the New Hampshire
Free Press.
Free Press, right. And,
which became the Keene Free Press or the other way around. I think it might have been Keene Free Press that became New Hampshire Free Press. Because I think it was Keene Free Press, and then they went with a wider coverage area, so then they rebranded.
And back then, Second Life was a really big thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you
remember that.
Yeah,
of course. That's right.
So there was a guy who had created a bar on Second Life called the Gimme Liberty Bar.
Yep, I remember
and so
that.
We were all participating in Second Life. And
didn't they play Free Talk Live in that bar? As I recall,
they may have.
Somebody set it up where the stream was somehow brought into Second Life,
so
you could hang out with other libertarians in this digital realm thing. It's like where you have this avatar that you create for yourself,
right.
And you chat. Basically, it's a glorified chat room,
essentially,
with 3D graphics.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's what we did. That was, and at that time, we actually printed T-shirts, and I've got like three or four souvenir T-shirts from Alt Expo Number Zero. So our participation at Somalia Fest is Alt Expo 24, which means it's our 25th one because we started with zero.
Right.
So tomorrow at when Pork Fest starts, that's Alt Expo number 25.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's great. Well, I hope to see it expand next year. I think that would be fantastic because I think there's definitely a need for that you know, may not be a good fit for that main stage. But there's still a lot of libertarians, a lot of, you know, people in New Hampshire, outside of New Hampshire, that want to hear those sort of topics.
Yeah.
And I think that expanding that would be absolutely great to see next year.
Yeah, and so we're always looking for volunteers. We're taking a little bit of a chill this year. My daughter got married, and I've been working out of state and everything. So we're having a lower profile Alt Expo this year. But we're going to have a speaker every day at noon down in the field, so we have one time slot in the field.
Well, it was nice to see after, you know, so many years of Alt Expo being there consistently at these events, doing their own thing, because you never asked permission, right? You just did your thing. You said, we're setting this up. You flyered the events.
Yeah.
You want to hear about these other topics? Come on up to room X, you know, in the fourth floor or whatever. And then, you know, after a number of years, they finally said, Jack, how about we put you down in your own tent on the ground at Pork Fest? And you still got to set the schedule. It was still kind of your thing, but
they realized
you in the fold.
You know, we had actually essentially at our own expense, not at FSP expense.
Right.
the people that participated donated to help pay for the big tent we rented. You know, we'd rent like $700 worth of rental tent mm-hmm. and chairs and tables and stuff. They realized that we did have a big constituency, a lot of people, a lot of followers. We brought good topics. And for an organizer, as you know, Roger, anybody who's willing to do work to bring stuff here to
absolutely.
Make it happen.
Let them do it. Like,
so, yeah, we came into the fold halfway, you
right.
know. But you're right. No, in the past, we didn't ask for permission. We didn't want to be told you can't do that.
Right.
We said, no, this is what libertarians need to hear. These are important topics, so we're going to bring speakers on them.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that at all. I think that's a very valuable service for sure.
Once again, another healthy schism that was good for the movement.
Yep.
Now, off the air, you were mentioning that there are the two pronunciations of agorism or agorism. Now, first of all, what is agorism or agorism, and
okay,
what's the difference between that?
Well, here's where it came from. Sam Konkin, whom I met in New York City at the Laissez-Faire bookstore back in 1974. Mm. I just happened to walk in one day. There was a debate in the back room, so it was against, back then they called them the radical libertarians and the minarchists. Well, actually, Konkin coined the term minarchists, but the ones that believed in working through party politics.
A minarchist is a small government support.
Minimum government,
right.
Yeah, because they were calling them limited government libertarians. So anyway, I met him in... he was worried that the fact that the Libertarian Party had become so big and prevalent in the libertarian movement, and I was trying to give a little of this history earlier, for a while in the libertarian movement, which was essentially something that Carl Hess and Murray Rothbard cooked up. They wanted to say, how can we take all these different people that believe in freedom and they're from the left and the right? They actually had a newsletter for a couple of years called Left and Right. They decided they'd use this word libertarian, and when... So there was a big kind of a coalescing in 1969. Well, in 1970, a couple of Californians started a Libertarian Party as a joke. And in 71, late 71, David Nolan and Susan Nolan cooked up the Libertarian Party that exists now. And so Konkin and a bunch of other libertarians says, wait, no, you can't be serious. Libertarianism is against political activism. It's against being elected. It's against, you know, having a majority... you know, decide what happens
what's
in people's lives.
Everybody else, right?
Yeah, yeah. So he says they're going to destroy the very meaning of the word libertarian because they're going to call a political party libertarian.
Mm, right.
So he says we got to come up with some other word that kind of gets the meaning of what we believe in. So agora was the Greek word for marketplace and all that. So what agorism then is advocating getting to a freedom society through only free market means.
Counter economic means.
Yeah.
Which is a term that
creating alternative structures to compete with the state, right? To compete it out of business.
Not so much to compete with the state, but to provide services for people. So the state
but
claims,
with the ultimate idea of supplanting the state's state services.
We just sort of don't care about whatever services they want because they don't base their services on the need of the people. They base it on legislation.
Right, right.
So it's not like you're trying to overthrow the government. You're trying to offer people what they need. The government, as it exists, is essentially run by a ruling class for their benefit, and they use propaganda and media and everything to convince people it's in their best interest.
Well, based on the readings that I've read, Konkin wanted to make the government irrelevant through mm-hmm. agorism.
Right.
And I think that it can happen. When people see that there are competing economies out there that can give you the services you need without force, I think that people will jump into that.
Yeah, and I think that we need to have all different approaches. I think we need to have the agorist approaches, the people working outside the system, the people working inside the system, because unfortunately those cops, they're not going to stop enforcing those laws.
No.
And you want to create a competing protection agency, they're going to consider that a gang and they're going to come in and target it. We're out of time from Shirefest. Jack Schimmick, thanks for coming on.
Check out
altexpo.org for more of him. We'll see you tomorrow.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
That's dash.org.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.